This is Bob Andron, and you're, I understand you're a member, you're a family member of Kate Smith.
My wife is the niece of Kate Smith.
Does she have a racist history? Let's just start there.
Certainly not. It's so far from the truth that it's ridiculous. And I heard just a moment, I just came on the station, about a minute or two ago, and the whole point that someone made, I guess it was you, sir, is that the fact that she sang a song, she was a singer. She didn't write the song. She sang the song.
That's
number
a good point.
One. And number two, if you really look at the words in that particular song, and apparently no one really read the lyrics, and you can get that on Google, in a heartbeat. It talks about the darkies. That's the word that they used at that time. This was, you're talking about 1931. 9 years later, or 8 years later, came out Gone with the Wind. I mean, you know, we had the Mammies and all of those things. That's the way people talked and thought in those days, until there was a consciousness changing with people like Martin Luther King that came later. And changing your language and trying to understand and revere people who were different from you. But if you really look at the words of that particular song, I don't have it in front of me, but it talks about somebody made a decision at some point that the darkies were going to work because someone had to get the work done. That's awful, but that's the song.
Right.
But the last part of the song says, in spite of all of the awful stuff that you've had to live through, you taught the white people how to sing. You taught the white people how to pray. This is a magnificent statement.
If
you stay in the song long enough and think about it and not just react like most people do these days, you realize that it's a blessing of a song. That was 1931.
Wow.
The God Bless America song came out 8 years later.
Do you know,
Kate Smith,
Bob,
said all of her life, let me just make one last point, and I'm glad to answer anything else. Kate Smith said all of her life that her incredible voice was a gift of God. It wasn't something she studied. She never took a lesson. It was a gift. And she said, someday he may take it back. That's what she said. But she said that it was a gift of God. And when God Bless America came to her, thanks to Irving Berlin, she took that voice and gave it back to America in the form of God Bless America, the greatest statement anyone can make in our country who's a true American. I mean, what else do you want? And now you're going to silence that? Okay, that was my statement.
No, I agree. Bob Andron is on the phone with us. His wife is the niece of Kate Smith, the late Kate Smith, reacting. Bob, I was going to ask you, is there any information about where this began? I mean, who was the offended person, ground zero in this story?
I haven't a clue. It all came as a shock to us. We heard about it, what was happening in New York, and then we heard about what happened in Philadelphia. And we were actually, I went with Susie to the unveiling of the statue, of the beautiful statue of Kate Smith, back in the 80s, I think it was 87. Mr. Snyder invited us into the box seats, and we watched the game. And Susie actually went out on the red carpet where it would have been her aunt, and simply mouthed the God Bless America song in front of everybody. It was just a wonderful experience. You know, everybody has to take the real essence of things and go with that and not get distracted by little teeny tiny details that the distractors would like us to think about all the time. And
well,
the great things that she has done, if I may mention one more thing, because actually I've been doing research. I said, how could this happen? How could this happen? My wife is so distraught.
Well, I
she
can
really
imagine.
Can't talk
I would be
it.
Too. I see she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Honor by Ronald Reagan for helping to sell $600 million in war bonds at one point.
Let me tell you the rest of that story. Yes, Ronald Reagan came to Raleigh. I'll do it very quickly. Aunt Catherine could not even speak at that time. She was quite ill, and she passed away a couple of years later. In 1943, She did the first telethon ever done on radio and set an incredible new powerful way to help people. For 18 hours, she made 38 appeals for money and raised what today would be the equivalent of almost $500 million. For what? For the World War II bonds. Right. That's what she did with her incredible voice. She had people like, actually, I don't know if he was on at the time, but Jerry Lewis was a regular on her show, comedians and things. And you know what Jerry Lewis did with telethons later
right.
on. Today,
absolutely.
It was the Kickstarter.
By
it's
all accounts, she was a great American. Great American.
She was a great American with her warts and all.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
I like that you put with warts and all, because our country is a great country with warts and all.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Amen. Thank God bless you, Bob. I really appreciate your time, and I'm so sorry that your wife and you have to go through this. It's a real tragedy, but hang in there.
America has to go through it, and they can come out on the top. God bless America is the thing that every politician today ends their speech with. Let's not silence those three words.
Well said, Bob. God bless you. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Be good.